Buongiorno, my name is Lauren. I'm a writer, food lover, and creator of Cooking Vacations Italy, a culinary tour company. I married Reno, an Italian race car driver, and we live in sunny Italy where we welcome guests to our Italian kitchen and share our way of living on the Amalfi Coast. We live on a vertical cliff, 100 stairs down, overlooking Positano and the Tyrrhenian Sea. We're surrounded by olive and lemon trees, and grapevines grow everywhere. From our terrace, we can almost reach out and touch Capri. Follow me in the garden, where we grow Mediterranean fruits and vegetables in the rhythm of the seasons. We use our farm-to-table ingredients, including our own olive oil, in local cuisine. Join us as we travel, cook, and experience life in Italy.
Lovely to see you, Lauren, as always. You look terrific in that beautiful spot you're in. Tell everybody where you are, first
of all. I'm on the Amalfi Coast in Praiano, where we live, when I'm not going back and forth to Boston.
I know you travel extensively back and forth, but it's always nice to be home, whether home is in the Amalfi Coast or home is in Boston. But you've made a beautiful home there, and we're going to be talking about the Amalfi Coast, particularly in the summer. And there are so many wonderful organic reasons to be in the Amalfi Coast and in Italy. And one of them is the summer fruits and vegetables. And you wanted to focus a little bit on lemons and the impact they have.
Exactly. Lemons are everywhere on the Amalfi Coast. They're a part of our lifestyle. They're in our recipes. They're used to clean silverware. They're used to make you feel better when you're not feeling so well. And they're used, of course, in everything from lemon marmalata, limoncello, lemon gelato, lemon ice cream. And of course, did I say limoncello?
You can always say it twice.
Okay.
And we love limoncello. Yeah. Oh, you're showing us on screen, for those of you who can't see, why don't you describe what you're holding up?
So these are the lemons from the Amalfi Coast. They have a point on the end, as you can see. And the most valuable part when you're cooking, it's a little bit about the juice, but it's mostly about the peel, because that's where the oils are kept. This one here is called a pizziverde, and these are a little bit more rare. The lemons on the Amalfi Coast are sfusato. The lemons from Sorrento are femminile, and these here are the pizzoverde.
Can I ask you a question? I heard the word verde. I know a little bit of Italian. Those are green. They almost green. Look like limes, but they're not.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And more or less, they all have the same taste. Of course, you know, lemons, centuries ago, the monks who lived in the monasteries along the Amalfi Coast grew magnificent herb gardens and lemon orchards. But the lemons came from the Arabs, who, when they were sailing the Tyrrhenian seas and saw the volcanic soil, knew immediately that this was the land to grow lemons. So before all that, Italians did not know anything about lemons. The Arabs planted some trees while they were here, and of course the product were the amazing Amalfi Coast lemons. The Italians caught on and picked up their hoes and decided to plant lemon trees on these terraced hills that go from the top of the mountains into the sea. Because eventually they realized that in this microclimate and with the volcanic soil and with the rain that carries the salt from the Tyrrhenian Sea, it's a perfect recipe for growing and cultivating lemons.
Are these perennials? In other words, the lemon trees do their thing every year at the same time?
Every year at the same time. They sort of go away in August. You won't, you know, by then everything's picked, but they grow almost all year round. The roots grow very round and not expansive, but within. And, you know, the lemon tree is a fascinating, beautiful tree. We also use its leaves in cooking, where we would take the leaves and sandwich between it sliced mozzarella and grill it on a pan. And the flavor is amazing. Or between steak or sausage or chicken or even fish. And it has a little bit of a verbena taste. If anyone's ever cooked or heard of verbin, verbin is a plant that grows. It's a relaxant as well.
What about small lemon rinds in, say, espresso? Is that something that's done in Italy because it's done here?
It's mostly an American custom.
And I have a question about the skin or the peel of the lemon. Again, this is a cooking question. Is it lemon zest that is used? Is that different than the peel you're talking about?
Lemon zest is when you take a utensil that has lots of holes with sharp holes mm-hmm. around it, and you zest, make it looks like rice. When we make limoncello, we would use organic non-waxed lemons, and we peel the outer end of the lemon with a potato peeler. And we put those peels in 100% grain alcohol. And usually about 11 Sfusato lemons go into a big clean jar filled with a liter of the peels. Mm-hmm. And you cover it and keep it in a dark, cool place for about 10 days, shaking it every day. The grain alcohol extracts the oil. In effect, because it's an acidic combination, it cooks the lemon peels. After 10 days or so, you would drain the grain alcohol that's now been infused with the lemon oil and remove the peels. The peels will be hard as a rock, like a wood chip, and the grain alcohol has a lemon hue to it. You take that now liquid and mix it with a simple syrup recipe.
And I've been to Italy enough to know that various limoncellos taste different. I mean, the way they're prepared.
Yes, the finest limoncello is made here in Italy under very controlled, strict rules. The lemon trees have to be grown under a kind of green net so that the sun doesn't burn them and the rain doesn't harm them. They also have to be completely pesticide free. So there's lots of different rules that govern that. It has to be pure. That the only ingredients in limoncello are the grain alcohol, the lemon rind, the peel, and sugar and water.
Oftentimes, lemon accompanies a seafood dish or a fish dish that's prepared. I mean, that's all over the place, including America. But how key is the lemon when it comes to serving something from the sea?
Lemons are always served with a frittura, which is a mix of calamari, shrimp, tortini, which is a mollusk fish, flash fried and tossed just in a little bit of flour, flash fried in peanut oil, removed, put on kitchen paper, and served hot with lemon. Lemon is also served and squeezed on traditionally with broccoli rabe, cauliflower salad, potato, and lots of different vegetables like that are green usually. And here on the Amalfi Coast, never balsamico, but just simple extra virgin olive oil with squeezed lemon juice. Mm.
You mentioned the health benefits of lemons, and I try when I can to wake up and start my day with room temperature water and some freshly squeezed lemon. I see you putting your thumbs up for that. Tell us more about that, about the healthy aspects.
I also practice that every morning. It's a good way because although people think of lemons as being acidic, once they touch your tongue, they become alkaline. And we want our bodies to be in an alkaline state. So having that first morning glass of warm water with lemon is very important to keep the body clean and in an alkaline state. And then throughout the day, as you go, I always have a pitcher of water with squeezed lemons, and I put the lemon rind right in the water. I'll throw in, yesterday was a branch of fresh mint, sometimes cucumber slices. So it varies, sometimes a basil branch, but the lemons really keep your body in an alkaline state.
Not to mention the vitamin C, which is still a very important part of the equation, right?
Vitamin C is very important. I notice with myself, if I'm feeling a little tired or sniffly, just a half lemon squeezed with warm water pulls you right up.
I love the idea that you can be in a place where everything is fresh, everything is farm to table, including lemons in this case. And we were talking off air about the fact that I had an amazing trip with my wife in Italy back in April of this year. Spent a lot of time in Florence and Siena, and the cuisine is certainly unique and special, and they use so many fresh fruits and vegetables, and lemons did appear there too. Are lemons that are picked in the Amalfi area, shipped all over Italy for use by other regions?
Yes, and there are lemon trees in Tuscany, but they don't have the microclimate like here. You know, Vesuvio is very close, and there's a rich rocky mineral content in the soil. When we visit our friends in Tuscany, we have to pack the car with bags of Sfusato lemons, because that's the best gift you could bring someone when traveling. And of course, let's not forget the dessert. So many desserts are made with lemon zest, lemon peel, like the lemon semifreddo, which is sort of an ice cream, but it means half frozen.
Lauren, there's just so much to learn when I sit down and talk with you. It's a delight as always. Our conversations are always fresh and beautiful, just like the lemons on your table. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. And remember to subscribe and download future episodes. To find out more about us, visit cooking-vacations.com. Ciao, grazie.